views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
It's time to step into the power of yes. Creating the life you want is up to you. The power comes from saying yes to ourselves, yes to possibilities, and yes to change. Are you ready? Yes Minded Power Radio with Barbara Scheidegger starts now. Join Barbara and Dr. Pat for the next hour as they share actionable steps to living your future now. As a clinical hypnotherapist, NLP master practitioner, Reiki healer, and life coach, Barbara can empower you through sharing her own experience in overcoming life's obstacles. Start achieving your goals and moving life in the direction you want through yes-minded power. Now, here are your hosts.
Hey, everybody. I'm Dr. Pat. Yeah, we're going to be joined by the most amazing Barbara Scheidegger. And today, let me tell you, we're talking about this is a tough one. But first, let me say hi to Benny. Hi, Benny.
Hi, Pat.
You know what we're going to talk about today is we're going to talk about what happens when we dwell on the past, right?
Yeah, and it's not good to, first of all.
It's not good to.
No.
And I've got to go with an analogy that has to do with ping pong.
Okay.
So here's the thing. In a sport like that, or even like, did you like watch the basketball last night?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God.
It was intense.
Oh, my God. It was like, I thought Golden State was just going to be like, bada bing, bada bam, we got this. But I'm watching a game, right? And then we're watching and, you know, dude gets injured. So off he goes. But
Kevin
we're
Durant.
Watching it. Yeah, Kevin, we're watching the game and off we go. And here we are. And so all of a sudden, I don't know what quarter it was, but the Golden State is like up by 10. And you're thinking, oh, in the bag. So I wanted to flip to another channel because it was something else I was watching. I was thinking, oh, 10 points, right? Come on. How do you blow that? And perfect example of dwelling on the past in a game, I'm not saying this sport is as super fast as ping pong. I'm not going to say that because it's not. But it is in terms of how things can change. So I'm watching and I'm watching and then I flip back and I'm like, what? 3 points. 3 points. And I don't even understand some of the officiating anymore with basketball. Do you remember the day when there was just like basketball officiating? Okay, you got the ball, you shoot the ball, you get points, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if you noticed this. I don't even understand some of the penalties that were called. Somebody got a penalty for what? Hitting off the back of the thing and then it didn't go to them. And so I'm sitting there and watching. Dwelling on the past. So if you are them, you could be dwelling on your 10-point lead that you do not have anymore. Probably everybody that was watching the game was dwelling on the 10-point lead that they did not have anymore. So I'm watching and I'm watching and then it was a 1 point. Do you remember, like, right there at the end, like, what was it, under a minute?
Within 3 minutes to go, that's really where it got exciting.
And that's where it got exciting.
Yep, absolutely.
So we're watching it, and then I don't know what happened. I don't know, what is it, Toronto, right?
Mm.
Is that right?
Mm.
I don't know why they got the ball and they didn't make the shot. So they get the ball back. And the seconds are ticking, ticking, ticking. And it's not like we want them to win. I know some people you do. All my Canadian friends, I'm just saying like right out of the gate, everybody, sorry. But watching, watching, watching. And there were like 4 people that could have taken the shot. Because they only needed like 1 point, I think it was at that point. But they don't. And then some one of the players from an outside shot takes the shot and, of course, misses. But today is about not dwelling on the past or what you should have done, or I wish I did that, or I could have done this, or how to get stuck in the past, or better yet, how to get stuck in the future. So if you're watching this game, I'm pretty clear that people are basically watching this game, but they're not thinking, oh my God, what's going to happen if they win, or what's going to happen if they don't win. But some people were, because you know there's an energy, Benny, about this, that when somebody is watching the game, right, and you're thinking, wow, this is not just for the game, this is for the, like, the championship, right?
Yeah.
Because they're like up by three. They were like up by three games or something. And they, so you can see a little bit of the future tripping, because people that should not have missed the shot, missed the shot. Folks that should have taken the shot didn't take the shot on the Toronto side. But here's where we are today. How many of us think that either of those teams is ruminating over what they should or shouldn't have done? No, not really. I think the only person in the place of sports that I could recall that still gets talked about was that kicker incident in one of the Super Bowls like a gazillion years ago, where the guy set the ball down and the laces were in the wrong direction or something.
Well, that happened in a movie for sure.
That's in a movie. Oh, did I get it from
a movie?
Well,
I mean, I'm sure it's happened many a times in the real deal. I don't have an exact stat, but it did happen in a movie for sure with, I believe it was Ace Ventura, and, you know, it was laces out type of thing.
Yeah, laces out type of thing. Yeah. So what do you think about ruminating in the past?
For me personally?
What do you think about that?
Oh, well, I mean, it's always a tough thing. Like, with the game involved, I mean, yeah, there was so much happening, so much going on at once. The thing was, is Toronto's up two games, so they were efficiently trying to find a good shooter at that point to make that, you know, last game-winning shot. It never came about. On top of, they kind of blew it, too, because Golden State's Cousins, I believe, one of their players, was making foul after foul after foul, and he did, like, just so many just unusual plays that put Toronto back into the driver's seat so many times, and they just couldn't capitalize. But, you know, that's sports. That happens. It goes back and forth, you know, and, you know, Golden State pulled it off with a nice little win there.
So this idea of not dwelling on the past is, it's such a powerful one. It really is. You know, if I would have only done this, if I would have only done that, if I would have, you know, taken a different turn and done this other thing, right? If I would have or would not have done A, B, C, D, all of the above, what happens, do you think, Benny, if we are focusing on the past? What do we think is happening if we just focus on the past? We are not focusing on the present. Remember the author that we interviewed not too long ago, who basically said, came out and said, hello, everybody, newsflash. Guess what? There is no such thing as multitasking. And, you know, I went back and did a fact check on him and his research. And honestly, when I go back to the science of the mind and the science of the brain, you can't multitask. Unless you live in parallel universes. Like, if I'm talking and doing this show, right, the best I could do is pick up my green tea and I can take a cup of green tea and I could be doing those two things. But in the context of the world we live in, we are now understanding the manifestation and the laws of the universe. And so if we are understanding the laws of the universe, then the question that would come to mind, if we're focusing on the past or focusing on the future, then what kind of crazy that we don't know about is happening in our present? We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with the show and with Barbara Scheidegger.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration? You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer shares tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
Everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is, this is a great show that we're having here today. And Kat, hey, I'm going to ask you, Kat, to call Barbara on Skype if you could. And let's see if we can get her on here. And if we can't get her on Facebook or Zoom, then what we'll do is we'll switch over to Skype. But please give her a call on Skype if you don't mind, and let's see what we can do. We're talking about today this idea of whether or not we stay in the present or we go to the past or we go to the future. And the question really is about that. What do we do? How do we do it? When do we do it? And what goes on in our subconscious mind? That's what Barbara does. She works with people as a clinical hypnotherapist, NLP expert, and she works with folks to help them elevate and navigate through change. And most people, she says, need help with change. The bottom line is, I am not sure that there are many people that don't need some kind of help with change. Now, the degree by which you need help with change is going to vary. And that's the work she does. She hits it and gets at the cause. And so in doing that, all of the work she does one-on-one clients, speaking, group work, seminars, webinars, everything she does is to help everyone understand that you can have yes-minded power that leads to incredible results. And that's really what we're talking about today. What I'd like to do, Benny, is I'd like to go to a quick break if we could to see if, in fact, we can get Barbara on Skype. And for those of you on Facebook Live, we're going to see if we can continue on Facebook Live, but give you the audio so we can kick this conversation up. Let's go ahead and do that, Benny.
Life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now 831-277-3716 or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
It's time to step into the power of yes. Creating the life you want is up to you. The power comes from saying yes to ourselves, yes to possibilities, and yes to change. Are you ready? Start achieving your goals and moving life in the direction you want. Tune in each month to Yes Minded Power Radio with Barbara Scheidegger to start living your future now. For more information about the show and working with Barbara, visit yesmindedpower.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuiper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
That moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride unicorn. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Wells. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. You know, what we're talking about here today is how do you make the most of each moment? How do you live in the now? What I just did is Benny and I were just talking about a perfect example of what happens when you look towards the future or you look towards the past. There's a difference between having a vision and looking forward as opposed to ruminating over worrying what the future is going to bring or looking back at the past. What Barbara does, and this is what we're going to talk about now, is she helps folks get underneath all of that and gets at what is the cause. You know, what do we do? And as I said before, we're going to talk about the wide range of techniques and tools and approaches that Barbara uses. Barbara, great to have you. Look, getting at the cause is super important. Because that's the only sure way, right, not to repeat the same thing over and over again, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I call it the danger is routine. We're so used to do things and we do it over and over again, and it just doesn't work. So it's we have to stop. We have to stop and look at that moment, at the whole picture, and see what else can I do? I did that now 10 times, it doesn't work. Why would I do it in 11 times? It still doesn't work. So we have to look at the picture and see what can I change on that. And that takes a way of taking a deep breath. Stand back so you can see the whole picture. If you're in front of a mountain and you have the mountain just right here, you don't see the mountain. But when you step back, you see the whole mountain and you see exactly where you can go up there. And that's in our lives too. We have to take a break. We have to put our thoughts to zero.
And how do you, let's talk about putting our thoughts to zero, because we were talking about, we used the basketball game last night as an example, but when you say putting your thoughts to zero, that's a neutral place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's where we need to be.
Yeah.
Neutral, not judging ourselves. And look, the most difficult thing is for people, most of the people, they live in the past. And they can't move forward. They have pain. They're still lingering the pain. They still, I should have, I could have, I saw it, but I didn't do it. You didn't do it. Okay, maybe what you don't even know what the outcome would be if you would have done something else. Now you're here. What can you do to move forward for your growth? It's an education. It's you have to evolve in that. You have to move forward. You can grow. You have to open up your senses and be really honest to yourself and not doing things because of others, but they did it and they wanted me to do it, so they love me. People will love you for who you are. If you play a game, I call it a game, so people love you, they actually just laugh at you deep inside. Oh, we got her or him again.
Right.
Oh, they did it.
Right.
No, listening to your heart, listen to your inner voice is very important. If it feels good, do it. If it doesn't feel right, stop it and find the way that feels good. And this is a way of just stop everything and being neutral and see what this is me today. This is in this moment. This moment is neutral. What can I do to move forward? Mm-hmm. What's going to be good for me to move forward? And I'm not telling you it's not going to be painless or without strength or without, you never will be stressed again. It's exactly, we learn how to deal with the moment when you're stressed. And that's when we get stressed, we lose it all. We just lose it. And then we make decisions just because we have to make one. Wait for the decision, take a breath, see if it's good for you, and then you move forward.
Yeah. One of the things that you talk about with people, with your clients is, you know, and I'd love to hear an example of how this has worked for you, but you also help them detach from their unwanted habits. And that is, I think, one of the most difficult to do, right? I mean, okay. So for example, let's say one of your unwanted habits is that you binge eat at night, right? You know it, you do it. You don't necessarily plan to do it, but when it shows up, it's almost as if you have no defenses around it. And you know it's an unwanted habit. You've made this commitment and promise to yourself a million times, but then here you are again. And then once you do it, you wake up the next day and you say, oh, I shouldn't have done that. How do you help people with that? And it could be about smoking. We could be talking about drinking. We could be talking about workaholic. But how do you help people with this? Tell us about the Scheidegger approach in hypnotherapy and what you've combined to help people.
Yeah, it's first I have to ask people actually in the beginning, look, if you go on like this, how do you see yourself in a year? What does it bring you when you do this? Happiness for 5 minutes and then it's gone and then you feel miserable again. How can you replace all of this in a good way? So imagine or have a vision by not doing this. What can you do instead of just going, opening up the fridge and swallow everything that's just right in front of your nose? What can you do instead? How do you feel when you don't do it? What can it bring you? See first how you see yourself if you go on like this. What's going to happen? And most of you say, well, I'm going to get sick. I'm going to get, I have no energy. I feel sad. And then we go through the facts that what this binge eating is actually bringing to us. So we have it here. So how does it feel? Just imagine you're not doing that. What's going to happen to you? And, you know, funny, we know what's going to happen. It's just easier to go and eat and to feel sorry for yourself and the whole world. We think we'll feel sorry for ourselves, which is not even true. So what is going to happen if you don't do it? How would you feel? How will your body feel? How will your mind feel? And there we start already detoxing the mind, bringing out these toxics. I feel bad. I don't feel good, and I'm fat, and nobody likes me. So what is going to happen in your mind when all of this is gone? How would you feel? Or what would you say to a friend who is in this situation? And then, you know, people think about it, and it comes out, well, I feel better, I will lose weight, I have more energy. And in the hypnotherapy, we bring that up. We can release these unwanted habits. And I say, you know, it's hard for people to make a change. I understand that. It's hard to let go of all the past and just covering it up with food or smoking or drinking alcohol or whatever you want to covering up. Because you are covering up something by this habit, by this behavior. What are you covering up? And in hypnotherapy, we go to a deep state of relaxation where people can see themselves for who they are and how they want to be. And we figure out what can we let go, what that didn't serve purpose, the reason that we behave like this. And in that state, we can let it go. And at the same moment, we can put in how the person wants to feel, how good it feels not to open up the fridge, how good it feels just to pick up a book and read or go for a walk. The benefits, we look at the benefits and not at the negativity of that eating behavior or drinking alcohol or whatever the addiction is. We're looking at the benefits that are happening when we stop doing that. And it is a behavior change. And people have to work, understand, it's not an overnight fix. The overnight fix we want to do is when we drink alcohol, a bottle of wine a night, so we can forget what was happening during the day. But in the morning when you wake up, you're fully aware that all this stuff is back again. But during hypnosis, through the way we're approaching the behavior and the behavior change, it is work. Actually, it's pleasant. I have clients, they come back after first session, oh my God, you know what? I realized what I did. And it's so pleasant just to say no to those things and yes to the other things. I feel good. I haven't even lost the weight yet. The fact that I can do that. So it is a behavior change, a routine change in the good. But it's not unconscious routine. Consciously, we have to eat consciously. We have to drink consciously. We have to behave consciously, talk consciously, and pay more attention when what's fun in life. You know, when have you laughed last time in your life?
Yeah.
Think about these things. When did you have fun last time?
Yeah.
It's all of these things we have to concentrate on, and not of the bad thing. Oh, that's where I was sad, and this. It doesn't bring anything. So, from when you're in neutral, and that's when you stop everything and you step back.
Yeah.
And we do that with a deep breath, very deep breath, and telling ourselves, no, 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 no. And listen to yourself. I'm taking a first step now. This is my first start. It's like a toddler who takes the first step. We have to start new, and we are not going back. Oh, I hear people telling me, I want to be the one I was 20 years ago. No, because he brought you where you are today.
Yeah.
We want the new you, the new, the best you can be.
Yeah. Let's take a short break. When we come back, what we're about to say about the new you equates to a new life. And when we're talking about this, it is at the core of why we seek help and ask for help to change. And so what is the very nature of change, right? So change isn't about, let me do this at the same time I'm doing that. That's not change. Change is, I'm over here doing this activity now, or thinking this way now, or I'm emotional this way now. But I don't want to be that. I want to be doing this now. I want to be feeling this now. I want to be thinking this now. When we come back, Barbara's going to talk with us about how she helps people do that. And once they make that shift, then what? How do you maintain now your new emotion, your new energy, your new mindset, and as Barbara says, your new life? Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
That moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness, or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride unicorn. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Wells. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Discover the creative genius within on Creative Voice Radio with Gwen Fox each month on transformationtalkradio.com. Tune in for a conversation that'll inspire, motivate, and empower you to share your inner vision with the world. Make the deep connection between art and spirituality to take your artistic expression beyond anything you dream possible. Say yes to fear. Say yes to the creative genius within. For more information about Creative Voice Radio and working with Gwen, visit GwenFox.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome to Yes Mind at Power. You are here with me, Dr. Pat, and the most amazing Barbara Scheidegger. I just want everybody to know that the best way to find out about Barbara is very, very simple. You can go to yesmindatpower.com. And that is her website, Barbara Scheidegger. You'll see how she is working with people. 21 days to Yes Minded Power. You'll be able to see the Scheidegger approach, which is her approach to permanent change. That's what we're talking about today. You know, we're not talking about, oh, I think I just want to stop this for a moment. But we are talking about that. We're talking about how do we move to a new life, right? So, Barbara, look. If you've worked with somebody and whether it's to stop smoking or whether it's to do something different behavior wise and they do it, what do you do to help them maintain it so that they can truly get to that new life they want?
The first step we have to take is really coming in and sitting with me and being honest. I have the 21-day program, which I call the Scheidegger approach, because I do believe, and I have proved it many times, that in 21 days, people have changed their life patterns. They reconstructed their thinking. They got rid of their struggles and their lack of motivation. They became disciplined. And that's what we want to go to. We want to become disciplined. And in 21 days, when I see them at least four times. We have a session four times. But in 21 days, Yeah, I know we're not going back to school, but I give people homework. They need to work on themselves. That's maybe a half an hour before they go to bed. They have to do writing for what of what they want, for example, or what they're looking forward to, or how they want to feel, or the thinking about the good things that happened to them during the day. And don't forget also, we have to be grateful for the things we have. It's very important to be grateful. We just cannot take and take and take and not give. It's being thankful for what we have. And it's not the house we have, the cars we have. These are all rewards of our working through and behaviors, and we got that. But in the 21 days, we reconstruct our thinking into discipline, to yes, I can. And I need to tell people constantly, look, understand that the day starts with I. I get up, I brush my teeth, I go to work, I do. I feel miserable. So we start the day with I feel good. Even if you're still tired in the morning, still, I feel good. I am happy. I look good. I am healthy. This is the way your mind can reset, and the body will send to the body basically the set message: we're healthy, we're good, we have energy. What we're telling ourselves is very important. And I say also to people, they learn how to respect themselves like they respect other people. Treat yourself in kindness like you treat other people in kindness. Be kind to yourself. Self-sabotage is such a big problem that we have, with the fear of actually succeeding. What is the fear of, you know, people are fearful to succeed. So they say, I am not capable to do that. I am not. I said, no, I can. We have to start our day with a positive affirmation. Everything is I. And we have to understand what we put next to that I. And people learn that in these 21 days with repetition. We change their pattern of thinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this, I had a lady the other day, she came in and she was just really miserable.
Most people are. Right? I mean, they don't come to you and me because everybody's happy, right?
Yeah.
But misery is painful, isn't it?
Yeah. And she was just, she felt so unhappy. And I realized she, it's the way she gets up in the morning. I don't like myself. I have a problem with my husband. My kids are, you know, this and that. And I'm tired. I want to sleep and this and that and this. And I pointed it out and I said, we changed the way of talking, the way she talked to herself. She had actually to talk to herself in front of me. And it was very hard for her to tell her, I am happy. I am lucky. I can stop and take a deep breath and then I can move on. And after 3 days, she came back and she was glowing in her face already. She said, I do this now. And actually I smile at people and guess what? They smile back. Yes, the work is not done yet. We just have started. That this becomes a normal habit, a normal pattern, but consciously. We have to think consciously. We have to eat consciously. We have to consciously paying attention what we are telling ourselves. So that we are in the moment, in the conscious moment, and not lingering in the past, already in the future. You see yourself, you set yourself a goal, and you want it to be there already. That creates anxiety. No, that's your goal. And we are going now step by step, little by little. And people learn that in 21 days. It's a little steps that count. And when you look back, you see how far you came. And then that's cool. That's great. After 21 days, these patterns are changed in a good way. Life, it's a life-changing experience. It's an education. And that's what we're looking for. It's an education. We all somehow we know it, but we're not doing it. But if we get educated for it, and it should start with in childhood already in school, I think that when somebody has a bad grade, instead of pointing it out, oh, you're not good. So, no, how can we make it better? Did you give your best? How can we get there next time a little bit with a higher grade? What do we have to work on? We're doing this with children, and we have to do this as an adult too. And in hypnotherapy, and that's my strength, I teach people how to do it and how to put themselves in a relaxed state of being, no matter where they are. Sometimes it just takes 5 minutes, taking a deep breath, stepping back, looking at the moment where you are and living in the moment. And the best thing I know, when people come back and we're talking and they laugh about what they did before, what they did in the past, and they laugh about themselves, then I know it worked. And it is just an eye opener, I would say, a heart opener, a mind opener. And we have just to be open for change. I do understand it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is, even living in the past is hard. But at least
living in the past is not hard. Living in the past is miserable.
That's why I say at least you're miserable.
There's one caveat to that. And it has to do with the stories we tell ourselves. And I think this is what we're talking about. You know, I used to have a story about my past, right? And anybody that's ever heard me talk about my past knows I don't talk about it in the way I'm about to say it. You know, I come from a place at a very young age, being separated from my mother, being beaten in Catholic boarding school, being shamed at a young age. I mean, my mother commits suicide, right? I'm homeless at 17 and I'm arrested at 19. But I used to tell that story in such a way that by the time you were done talking to me, I would have my hand out with a baseball cap because I was telling this story. So you would give me money sitting at the Port Authority begging. But then I learned what that did to my psyche and did to my future. And there's another story that gets told about that. You know, there's a story of understanding the compassion of someone that might be suffering emotionally, like my mom was. You know, there's the story of the five lessons I learned from being homeless in New York City, right? I mean, we can turn our past around if we see the nuggets in it. And you're not talking about that. You're talking about the first version where all we do is complain about our past and do it from a place of powerlessness, right?
Yeah. This is the most important thing. We have to gain power. We have to retake our power back and see that we can be in charge of our thoughts. And living in the past never has brought anything. What are the lessons? What are the lessons? We just take the lessons with us. And in my life, from the past, I just learned I was always a yes person, just to please people. Yes, yes, yes. I had to learn to say, no, I don't want to do that. You know, and what I gained from all of this respect, people suddenly respected me much more when I said, no, I can't do this today. Unfortunately not. You have to find someone else. And suddenly, oh, she said no. Okay, we'll find someone else. And we moved on. And then it's like you have to ask her first. Maybe she doesn't have time. It's not, oh, she's going to come. It was a normal thing that I would go and bring back people for back and forth. But I had to learn how to say no. I had to learn to see my mistakes too. And I had to learn to be honest about this and say, hey, that wasn't very smart. There's something else to do. And learning is an education, and we always can learn more. It never stops, no matter what age you are.
No, never stops.
You learn these lessons.
Yeah.
You learn something new. And any excuses not to learn, it's just an excuse. You take your age as an excuse or your weight as an excuse. Then it's you are holding your back.
Mm-hmm.
And through my therapy, my clients, they see exactly what they're doing to themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we learn discipline. We have clarity. We have a plan. You have to have a plan somehow to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the now. What you're doing today is the foundation for tomorrow. Definitely.
Yep.
And
yeah.
Everything has consequences. So, and they are not, you know, consequences don't have to be bad.
Right.
So you do this, that the consequence is you make more money, or this, or you be miserable. Which one would you take? But we don't talk about good consequences. We always talk
about
bad.
Yeah.
We say, oh, the worst that can happen. No, what is the best that could happen? What's the best scenario today? And that's what I'm teaching people. What's the best scenario? How can we move forward? Why hanging on the misery when you can look at the best and go forward to that?
Yeah.
It takes time too, but you'll get there.
Yeah. I know what doesn't take time. And it goes back to what you started talking about early on. What really doesn't take time is to change the way we talk about ourselves out loud, even if we don't believe it, you know, by saying, I am powerful. I am beautiful. I am talented. You know, I'm a fantastic musician. Those are things that all of us that have been at the place you're talking about with really negative consequences to it, we've had to start by faking it until we made it. And but your work gets underneath it, so we don't have to fake it anymore.
And that's exactly it. And it's a very fast process.
Yeah, I agree.
When you don't have to go for years and years and years and years, 21 days, if you're willing to do all these steps, and why wouldn't you?
I know.
Why wouldn't you like to be in a place of happiness, in a place of energy, and being in that power that you can say yes. I can do it. I will move forward. It's the new habits. It's all practice. That's all it is, practice.
Yeah.
We practice the bad. We repeat it constantly. We make sure we're feeling bad. And then what does it bring you? So I'm telling you, you have that evening with your family and one just almost ruined it. Why are you hanging on that one? Think about the other people you saw and how it was nice to talk to them. Leave this away and that person away. And even if you don't pay attention to that person, he becomes not interesting anymore and he will leave to the next victim. That's what it is. It's the whole thing. My 21 days, the first step is really detoxing the mind. We have to start consciously thinking what you're thinking and what you're telling ourselves. Is it toxic? Let it go. Think about the moment, how powerful you can be in this moment, and how this will move you forward when you change your habits. Detoxing the body, it's always a good idea. When your mind is clear, you will eat healthy. You will also do exercise and treat your body like a temple.
Mm-hmm.
Detox your life. Means really letting people go that are toxic and paying attention to your spirituality, And who is smiling to you, who is kind to you, who is nice to you? All others can go. This is a life-changing experience, a life-changing education that you can move forward in your life, within your new life, and get what you want, whatever that is.
Thank you for listening to Yes Minded Power Radio featuring Barbara Scheidegger on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in live every month for actionable steps to living your future now. Only you have the power to change your life for the better. Barbara Scheidegger is your guide. For more information about this show and working with Barbara, visit YesMindedPower.com. That's YesMindedPower.com.